The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, everyone. Good morning. It could be any time, actually, when you're listening to this. I don't know if you guys saw, but the first two episodes of the Secret Sins podcast is posted for Select Gift, and I just feel this, like, I listen to both of them, and it's kind of nice because it's in a male voice who has, like, a South American accent, right? Which is where Select Gift is from. So it's kind of nice listening to his take on it. And then also, he has a really good disclaimer in the beginning that, like, basically tells everybody not to do the incest and that the story may or may not be true. So I like that as well. And then also, like, he reads some of the comments. So if you guys haven't listened, please go and listen. At the same time, it does make me want to read more of the posts so I can, like, be, like, way ahead. Not that it makes a difference, right? But anyway, so this is post number 50. B/S, my sister's visiting for the summer, and now things with my roommate are also escalating. So if you remember the last post, the Select Gift, his mom and his sister all went on, like, to, like, a little house Airbnb in northern Canada. And things really escalated with the mom, where he performed oral on her. So that was, I was blown away by that. anyway. So now I guess the mom went home. His mom went home, and now he's back where he lives and with his sister, and maybe something happens with the roommate. So here we go. Hey kids, coming at you again with another update on my unsustainable lifestyle choices. My sister and I had an opportunity to hang out by ourselves on Tuesday after mom left. It gave us a chance to talk about our feelings. I'll give you the executive summary. The consensus was that what happened on the weekend was fun, and that we both really enjoyed having the additional person involved. Watching the other do things to a third person and be watched came with extra loads of arousal. In general terms, we also discussed what things would have looked like if we wanted to include other people. We both agreed that it would have to be a scenario in which the other's insecurities are fully accounted for. Like I said before, I hate the idea of my sister being with someone and this person being interested in pursuing something further with her. For my sister, the main concern is having me go out with that person I'd be sleeping with. Like meeting someone at a bar and that the sex comes as a consequence of this third person and I connecting and vibing so much that we're just unable to resist it. Like I said, the conversation was in very general terms, and we didn't really get into specifics. But the conclusion was that if we were involved with other people of any gender into our relationship, which is something I'm open to, it would need to be something that we would need to do together. Not necessarily having sex together with this person, but we'd have to do the picking process together. That this individual would likely be involved in a relationship with themselves. This conversation wasn't a complete game changer, and it certainly wasn't anything we had discussed before. But the experience from the past weekend did make us feel like opening up to these experiences is less scary than we had thought. Nothing would happen without lots of caution in a very slow manner. It's fun to talk about it, though. Somehow, it made it feel a lot more like a relationship. Like this is something we wouldn't discuss if we had any insecurities of how the other is feeling about us. Things kind of ended there, though. No specific plans of action or anything like that. Just a general discussion. The rest of our time together was just going over the weekend again and complaining about how ridiculously horny it left us. Dinner with my roommate was fairly normal, with the exception of a moment when she asked us what we were up to last weekend. Surprisingly, my sister and I did not have the same answer. And for the first time in a while, we were caught off guard by the question like that. The silly part is that there were lots of non-sexual activities we could have talked about, but for some reason we both just kind of got stuck. "Did you guys have the same weekend?" my roommate joked. And then we just explained how weird it was that our brains were completely blanking out for an answer. We got it right eventually. It was more of a thing to laugh about than to be suspicious of. Yesterday, everyone had a normal work day. For some reason, I found myself extremely horny all day long. Like, absurdly so. Thankfully, my sister texted me around 11 a.m. with a surprise nude. "My body has been asking me about you all day," I kept telling it to wait, "but it's getting out of control," she said with an excessive combination of emojis. This was enough to break me and let all the horny out. I texted her I'd pick her up for lunch. As if she had just robbed the place, I pulled in quickly into the parking lot. She jumped in, and then I sped off. There was an indoor parking lot a couple of minutes away, so we found ourselves a remote spot and made out uncontrollably as soon as we could. Without saying anything, she opened my pants up, took my dick out, and sucked it relentlessly, making me come within 2 or 3 minutes. We made out for another 5 or so minutes after that, and then left to go get food. Although it was an incredible relief, it very much left us wanting more, but there wasn't much time. I dropped her off, and we sexted for the whole afternoon. Over the last while, dinner time had become a daily moment to hang out, all three of us. It feels like a big deal when we deviate from it. We have come to really enjoy spending time together. I'm sure you've noticed it, but I put a lot of value in being able to have fun and be close to the people I spend most of my time with. Being in an environment where I'm comfortable and never bored is really important to me. So, I've come to appreciate this little routine. However, what that also means is that there is this moment at the end of the day in which we have to put our horniness away. Sadly, it leaked all over. Somehow, the conversation kept going, getting sexual. We'd talk about previous partners, then go back to talking about our days. Kinks popped up into the conversation. Then we'd be back to shit we were dealing with at work. Eventually, it seemed like the only thing we were talking about was sex, an assorted variety of topics, but all of them within the horny spectrum. Finally, we started talking about the sex party and about wanting to go back to one soon. Truthfully, my sister and I aren't as interested, given that we can't be together. But we played along. Looking at my sister, my roommate asked, "Now that you masturbated in front of your brother, do you think you'd do it again?" My sister pretended to think about it and smiled, and then said yes. "I think I'd be comfortable with it, if you were also fine with it. Now look at me." Of course, I said I'd be fine with whatever. "Would you be fine if he did stuff in front or around you?" my roommate asked my sister. Both of us said we'd probably be comfortable with the other one doing whatever, as long as we touched base with each other along the way. Which is actually kind of true. By this point, we'd made it to the living room, and we sat around the coffee table. We continued the conversation for a while. My roommate talked about how it was less weird to hear us discuss this kind of thing because she now understands how we've ended up in this position. I suppose that she meant that She's seeing how things have escalated reasonably in front of her. Lastly, we talked about her and whether it would be weird for her if we were both comfortable masturbating around each other at a party. She said it would probably be shocking, but not for too long. After all, it's not like we haven't seen you both naked at this point. It took us a moment to realize this was accurate. Sincerely, my sister and I had not thought about it that way. I guess I'm the only one that hasn't seen you naked, my sister said to my roommate, jokingly. I'm the only one out of the triangle of nakedness, she finished. We drank for a little longer, so I don't really remember the play-by-play of the conversation, but that joke didn't really go anywhere. That was until the topic of porn came up. We teased my roommate for her incest porn-watching habits, and eventually, my sister had asked if we could watch the porn video my roommate was watching at the time. I want to gauge how worthy of mockery it was again, she said, as I pulled up my laptop. My roommate acted embarrassed, although she played along. It took her a while to find the video, and we joked that she was stalling. After a while, she found it. We watched it for a moment, and just like last time, it all began with us joking and laughing, pointing out clunky dialogue in the audio and the video. Then, we watched another video, and it was the same, all laughs. Then, a third one. This time, less comments were made. Things kept going until we were all just watching porn together. Like I said, my sister and I, at least, had been horny the whole day, so I didn't even stop for a moment to think about what was happening. Uh-oh. For about 30 minutes, we just watched porn together, making comments here and there. Now, instead of making fun of the video, we'd comment on what was hot about them. Or just about what was hot to us. My roommate explained some of the things that turned her on during sex. One of us, I don't really remember who, made a joke about sending the link to all the videos to everyone so we could wink into our separate rooms, but kept watching the hot videos we find. Then we joked how that would almost be like us jerking off together in spirit, just watching the same porn video in different rooms, like a wanking Zoom meeting. Eventually, it came time in which the vibe in the room changed. We were all kind of drunk on a random Wednesday, so I guess there wasn't much thinking about what was happening. The first one to make a move was my sister. So, would it be weird if we just all did it here? She asked, only really looking at me. My roommate also turned to see my reaction. At this point, in for a penny, in for a pound, I guess. Sure, I'm down, added my roommate. Very slowly, we all got naked. I let them both do it before me. Then we sat back on the couch together and just little by little started moving our hands around our own bodies until we were playing with ourselves. For some reason, it feels like it was a slow transition, but it also happened really fast. I was in between them, so my sister and I were basically touching at this point. I'd love to tell you all the things that got really wild from here, but the truth is that we all just did a bit of relaxed wink. Like, there wasn't a super huge intensity that we have had with Mom when we did it with her. In this case, while it was very arousing, it did feel more like we were doing our own thing, but together. It did add its own little boost of arousal to see my roommate watching me masturbate. There was a moment in which both my sister and roommate were just staring at my dick. LOL. I find it so weird discovering how much I enjoy being watched lately. My roommate would also look at my sister from time to time, but more checking on her than anything else. The porn videos kept rotating. We'd take turns finding a new one. Sometimes we would talk like we were watching sports on TV. Some other times we would just really get into the hotness of the moment. I was the first one to come shortly after. My sister did. My roommate was last. We sat there still with the porn still playing quietly for a while. Then we laughed. With her index finger, my sister poked the head of my dick, which was covered in cum. getting some on herself. She then wiped it on my roommate, and she reacted like it was gross. "You guys are so weird," she said, before admitting that at this point she was probably just as bad. We went to bed shortly after. While we walked around naked for a while, we did put our clothes back on before saying goodnight. Today, I also went out to have lunch with my sister. We had an opportunity to talk. Although we were maybe a little too drunk, neither of us regretted doing it. The thing we did discuss a lot was that maybe encouraging this kind of openness, for lack of a better word, could potentially open the door to my sister and I being a little more comfortable with each other around the house. It is definitely not the case right now, but maybe being in the bathroom together while one of us is taking a shower would no longer be weird. Or being caught laying in bed in just our underwear together, watching a movie or something. We'll see. Again, that's not how things are at the moment, but perhaps along a few months, that's where things could go. I got to hang out with my roommate this afternoon, and she asked me if last night was weird. I told her I discussed it with my sister, and while it was a little weird at first, we both had fun. She said she also had fun. "That's about it. LOL. Obviously, I know what you're going to say." On an unrelated note, as a marketing professional, of course, I'm loving the fact that Reddit is now letting me see insight stats on each of my posts. If only for fun, however, I'm seeing something that baffles my mind a little. I'm noticing that each of my posts gets around 15 to 20 link shares. I'm just curious. If you're one of those people that has shared this post of mine, who the fuck are you sharing it with? What, are you posting them on Facebook and going, "Check out my guy here who's fucking his sister"? Or like, do you have a group of friends who also have their love of incest and you share each post with them? LOL. I really want to know. So please enlighten me. The mutual masturbation is really hot. Yeah, it's super hot. I'm surprised that they didn't start touching each other and it didn't go into a threesome, but that's probably for a future post. Things have to happen gradually. Sorry, that's my cat. So, as always, I will continue until this audio is at least 30 minutes. So we're going to go to the next post. Okay, this is post number 51. B/S, my sister is visiting for the summer and her relationship with my roommate is changing. Hello, folks. Merry Judo-Christian holidays, or pagan holidays, or just happy weekend, you know? I hope you're all able to, regardless of your creed, find time to have some quality, non-incestuous family time. As heathens, Easter does really have a major importance for myself and my sister. However, whenever your family is away, there's always this sense of loneliness that comes whenever these occasions come about. So for the sake of celebration, we decided to have a little dinner on Friday. All day we cooked. I was in charge of making the turkey, and they cooked the rest. Not to toot my own horn, but I kind of killed it. Let me just interject here. I'm surprised he made turkey. I highly recommend the Binging with Babish Thanksgiving turkey video, probably on YouTube. There isn't much to say about that night. It was just so nice. While both my sister and I were kind of sad, just the fun of all the cooking and pretending that we are family did do the trick for us. We ended the night just walking incest dog together and just chilling at the park across the street for an hour or two, sipping on our beers, having the pup running about. For the weekend, my roommate's plan was to go spend it with her family. I would have loved to have some time alone with my sister, but I had to work both Saturday and Sunday. Not all day, but long enough that the majority of the weekend my sister would have been sitting alone at home. So my roommate invited her to come with her. I'm a lot better at being alone at home anyway, LOL. I actually enjoy it. They even took the dog with them. So it really was time for me to do whatever the fuck I felt like. Okay. So I see my sister and roommate leave, at whatever closeness they have come to during my sister's visit. Let's call it a 6 or a 7 out of 10. By the time they came back on Sunday night, they were like best friends. They just seemed to get along so much when they came back, not only making each other laugh a lot more, but also having all these inside jokes from the weekend. I love inside jokes. One day, I'd like to be part of one. Have I used that one yet? I feel like I may have used it before. Apologies if that's the case. I don't think you've used it. On Monday, I had an opportunity to have breakfast with my sister before she left for work. We talked about what happened. It started from the moment they left the house. The drive was long enough that they just talked the whole way there. By the time they arrived at her parents', they were already closer than before. All weekend long, there wasn't much to do there, so they mostly spent time with each other, talking. We almost literally had one weekend-long conversation. We talked about everything, joked about everything. I guess there wasn't much anything else to do other than getting closer, my sister explained. It doesn't seem that there were many sexy conversations, but there were at least some. Apparently, my roommate's brother was completely infatuated with my sister, which brought the topic of brothers into the conversation. My roommate talked to her about our little period of sexy escapades. Though my sister didn't really elaborate too much on what was said, she explained that she now understood a little more into the headspace my roommate was in when I called things off. And that more so than wanting to have a relationship with me, she mostly felt rejected by me. This very much could have been my fault. While there are certain settings under which I consider myself very charming, there are also some others where I feel like I'm maybe a robot pretending to be a human. I totally get that. And it's difficult for me to gauge how certain wording may affect other people's feelings. I guess that's along the way of saying I can be a clueless idiot. So, my roommate's upsetness wasn't that she couldn't be with me. It was more of an insecurity of wondering why I rejected her. If it maybe had anything to do with her body or her personality. Additionally, the fact that my attraction to her seemed to completely turn off overnight also made her feel shitty. I think that if things had just not worked out and you seemed a little more upset about it, she would have felt this way. But it was, in fact, that you just became completely uninterested in her suddenly, and that made her feel like there was something wrong with her, my sister finished. Apparently, everything is fine now, and she's over it. But it was something she was very insecure about at some point. My sister said she tried to come up with a couple of possible excuses for my behavior, but found that saying I'm an idiot was the most efficient thing to offer. They also talked about masturbating together. No, actually, my roommate talked to my sister about masturbating together. It didn't just come up in conversation. She brought it up and had something to say. My roommate confessed to enjoyed it a lot, that somehow it reminded her about a period of her life where she was fairly active in all these horny circles and always felt very confident and comfortable being naked and sexually aroused around other people. Little by little, as she strayed, insecurities about her body and her sex appeal have made her less comfortable or maybe even slightly less interested in coming back to the lifestyle. But that being able to be open around us, given the level of comfort she reached at home, made her feel much more secure doing it. The only problem, my sister said, is that she was doing it around a brother and sister. So she felt like she needed to touch base with us and see how we were feeling. She said she didn't have this conversation with you because you're awkward and a dork sometimes. Her explanation was, you know how he gets, and boy do I know. So, she figured she'd touch base with my sister first. Also, not to make a big deal about it, and having like a sit down with the two of us, my sister told her that, while a little weirded out at first, we were both fine with it, and that she should feel free to be as open or reserved as she wants to be. Not that there's anything in particular that my roommate was wanting to do. She didn't say anything about walking around naked or fucking out in the open. I think she meant more of it as just having the openness for whatever a situation like that presented itself. I told her, you and I have always been very comfortable around each other, And while some things are new for us, nothing is really that mind-shattering, my sister explained. That was about it. A few more things here and there, but that's enough to get the picture. Things have been kind of chill since. Just our normal day-to-day hanging out together. My sister and I decided to start dialing up more of the affection. A teeny tiny bit. Just being more huggy and cuddly. It's just hard to be watching TV and not just want to cuddle. So, while still keeping extremely PG, we'll be a little more comfortable around the house. Okay, that's all I got. Get out of here. Papa loves you. Okay, they're very open with communication, and I'm glad, like, his roommate and sister are getting along and becoming closer. I think it's good because I know there was tension in the beginning. Okay, I'm going to read post number 52, just because I think you guys like to end on a horny note. B/S, my sister's visiting for the summer, and we all get to have sex. Hello, folks. It's been a while. Some smaller stuff had happened over the last week, but not one single thing big enough for me to make a post. I think now we have enough stuff to go through. Last week was pretty tame, just normal day-to-day. My sister and roommate have been spending quite a bit of time together. They'll have lunch together on some work days or go do stuff after work. They have lots of common interests, and they'll go to a garden gallery or a bookstore and bond over it. On Thursday, they got home from work and immediately started getting dressed to go out. When I asked my sister what was going on, she told me a girls' night was underway. "So you're not invited," she so lovingly clarified. "Whatever. It's not like I would have wanted to go or anything. It's not like I too enjoy friendship and drinks and laughter. I'll have my fun by myself, listening to the sound of silence and drinking in the dark. It'll be a hoot." Poor guy. They headed out for a couple of hours. Around 11 p.m., I'm laying on the couch reading a book. My sister storms into the apartment, runs over to me, short of breath. "Quick, we have an hour," she said. Without explaining any more, she grabs my hands, yanks me off the couch, then rushes me upstairs. At this point, I knew better than to ask. We made it to my room, and my sister threw me onto the bed. She was wearing a black tube dress. Her boobs were just perfect in it. She launched herself at me, kissing me and moving her hips softly to grind me due to her legs being open. The dress rolled up, exposing her ass. My hands traveled all around her body, eventually resting on the top of her hips. Taking a break from kissing her, I took her dress off in one move and turned her to have access to her ass. She was on all fours on the bed next to me, so I could take her underwear off. When I did, I simply lifted her one leg and placed my head right under her crotch. She got what I was trying to do and promptly proceeded to get into a face riding position. And as if she could actually take off riding my face, she started grinding her pussy against my face. I've got to be honest. If there's a way in which I want to die, it's with her pussy smushed hard against my face until I can no longer breathe. Given the rushing she did, her heart was pounding. I could feel it pulsing in her clit. It was swollen and tense while under the vacuum of my mouth. In order to still be careful, my sister tried not to make too much noise, but the moans inside of her were starting to overpower her. Her hands wrapped around her ass, spreading it to me, letting me see her asshole. My thumb made its way in and pressed it like a button. This is when she could not hold the moans anymore, but still forcing herself to keep quiet. She dug her nails into my leg to make up for it. The pain made my dick super hard in my pants. As I kept eating her pussy, she took my cock out and jerked me off shortly before sucking it. It's funny. Even though I really like it, my sister and I don't 69 very often. It's quite a treat when it happens. Eating her pussy, having her juices drip down my chin, pushing on her asshole, I did all things I knew for a fact to get to her. It wasn't very long after that I could feel her tensing up. Taking a break, I said, "Don't come yet. I want us to come together. I want to come inside of you." "Oh my God, yes," she said, from under her breath. As she laid on her back, I took the rest of my clothes off and I got on top of her. I grabbed her wrists and pulled them up over her head, holding them with one hand. With the other, I grabbed her neck and put slight pressure on the sides. "Do you want me to come inside of you?" I asked. "Yes, baby. Please, I'm begging you," she responded. Slowly, my dick spread her pussy open and made it as far deep in as her body would allow it. Moving only my hips, I started fucking her hard and slow. She talked to me until her breathing forced her to stop. She closed her eyes. I pressed tighter around her wrists and neck and ordered her to keep looking at me and to keep begging for my cum, or else I would stop. She let out a smirk before getting back into character, asking for my cum as she needed it to stay alive, making deep eye contact. Going faster and faster, I rested more of my weight on her body, making her sink into the bed a little more. Now that we're much closer, my crotch rubbed her clit as I went in and out of her pussy with every thrust. It didn't take long after that. My sister's begging stopped and her pussy throbbed around my cock. But the eye contact remained. Her face and her tightness were too much for me to handle. I came inside her, quite genuinely feeling my cum fill every bit of space around my dick. I twitched inside of her until I could no more. While holding her body down, just like I had the whole time, we stayed there for a moment until I collapsed on top of her. Now free, her arms came around me to hug me. We stayed there together for maybe 10 minutes, recovering. Although we were groggy and weak, we got up to get dressed. My sister went to take a shower. My roommate wouldn't come over for an hour after that. Once we were completely out of the woods, I asked my sister where my roommate was and what allowed us to have this treat of an encounter. She told me they were at a bar and some dude offered to buy them drinks. My roommate did not accept, but my sister would gladly accept a free drink from someone. She saw an opportunity and wingmanned the roommate into hooking up with one of the guys. My roommate told my sister that she'd see where things went, and then my sister left. She wasn't sure if my roommate was going to go home with a guy or not, but she was sure that they would be staying there for at least another hour or more based on what the guys were saying. My roommate did have sex with a guy, but did not spend the night at his place. On Friday, I had to leave early for work. No one was even up by then. I came home and waited for my sister. She joined a sports club in the city, and one of the people in it invited her to a dinner party. She brought me with her. As always, she looked beautiful. Nothing major happened that night, so I'll give you the brass tracks. On our way to the party, my sister told me she woke up and found my roommate masturbating in her room with the door open. She was under the sheets, but was using her vibrator, so it was evident. My sister was like, "Hello?" My roommate said, "Good morning," without stopping. We joked about it, but there wasn't much more than that. The party was fun, although a little demoralizing. We arrived, and even though nobody there knew we were siblings, we didn't quite introduce ourselves as partners. Two of the girls there know my sister's last name, so finding out we were siblings isn't completely impossible. We held hands here and there throughout the evening and did feel a little comfortable being coupley. But at the end of the night, this felt a little like